Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 19, the verses 11 to 28. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 19, the verses 11 to 28. The parable of the 10 minas. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.' His master answered, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.' His master replied, 'I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?' Then he said to those standing by, 'Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' 'Sir,' they said, 'he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me.'" After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. The theme that runs through this passage is stewardship and accountability. Stewardship and accountability. Luke 19:11 to 28 is the parable of the 10 minas, where Jesus Christ illustrates principles of stewardship and accountability. Against the backdrop of the Roman occupation of Judea, this parable is told when Jesus approaches Jerusalem. It carries echoes of socio-political unrest and the anticipation of the establishment of God's kingdom. During the Roman occupation, tensions ran high, and the people longed for a messianic leader to liberate them. Jesus Christ, aware of these expectations, tells this parable to correct misconceptions about the immediate arrival of the kingdom. Instead, he emphasizes the responsibility of faithful stewardship while awaiting his return. A mina was a unit of money. It was roughly the equivalent of 3 months' worth of an average working man's wages in the United Kingdom. It wasn't much in relation to all that this nobleman had, but it was still a significant amount of money. It was enough to do business with. And notice that each one of the 10 servants that he called to himself got the same amount. There was no difference between them in terms of what they received. The only difference between them would be revealed by what they did with what they were given. My dear friends, each one of us is given equal opportunity to serve God. The only difference between us will be measured by what we did with what we were given. This parable challenges us to reflect on how we steward the resources and gifts entrusted to us by God. It underscores the importance of active engagement in kingdom work and the accountability we will face when Christ returns. The parable urges believers to invest their God-given talents for the advancement of His kingdom. Two questions for reflection. How are we stewarding the resources, talents, and opportunities God has given us in the context of our faith journey? Are we actively engaging in kingdom work, or are we passive in our response? 2. In what ways can we ensure that our lives reflect faithful stewardship, considering the imminent return of Christ? What adjustments can we make to align our priorities with God's kingdom agenda? Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom and discernment to steward faithfully the gifts and resources you have bestowed upon us. May we actively engage in kingdom work, recognizing the urgency of the tasks at hand. Help us to live accountably, knowing that one day we will answer for how we utilized the talents entrusted to us. May our lives be a testament to our commitment to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.